my prom.
You went to prom?
Yeah.
I did.
It was awesome.
I went to like four of them.
Oh, I'm talking about mine. I went to more than one. I went to three, actually. I went to three proms.
Oh, that's what's up.
But my prom had a good ending.
Yeah.
I had enough time to tell you a story. Like, first of all, if she out there, she's listening, the person I went to prom with, our prom, should not have taken me. Mm-hmm. It was, she had so many other options. It was, I walked into prom, motherfuckers looked at me like I was goddamn David Copperfield. How the fuck did you do that? There is no, you owe her a kidney. Do you owe her a kidney? You saved her, you saved her life, nigga. There's no way in hell. And she was, oh my god, she's just such a classy bro. She's just everything about her.
How you put them two things in the same sentence?
She was,
a classy bro.
She was, Lord, she was attractive. Attractive is an understatement. My stupid ass cannot think of a word to define how good she looked at that time in my life. Mm-hmm. But, for lack of a better word, very attractive. Went to prom, hung out. But here's one thing I didn't know. It was this other chick who wanted me to ask her to prom. So while I'm dancing with my date and everything was going cool, the other girl was giving me like hints, like, right. Hey, come with me, like hints like that, and I couldn't pick up a fucking sigh. I was a third base coach worst nightmare. I couldn't.
Oh, he was Gene Lamont, dude.
I could not pick up a goddamn sigh for nothing. And she was, alright, granted, we wasn't boyfriend and girlfriend being my date, but nothing like that, but she was just cool as hell. And right. Quite honestly, she looked
she
out.
She asked you.
Huh?
She asked you or you asked her?
It was one of those, it was, in school, it was like, such and such will take you, she wants you to ask her. I'm like, that's bullshit. That's the level. I was so out of her league, I immediately said that was bullshit. Such and such will want you to ask her. Get the fuck out of here. I was in homeroom, somebody told me that shit. Every and this went on all day until like school was over. Every time somebody tapped me on the shoulder, hey, get the fuck out of here, man. That is not true. That is not true. So I went on all day. And I just saw her in the hallway. All right, let me just get this shit over with. Hey, all right, you wanted me to ask you to prom? Yes. And I asked her again. I was like, what? For real? I straight up asked her. I was like, this is the level of how far out of my league she was. I was like, you are aware it's me, right? She's like, yeah, Sam, you funny, you smart. I like hanging around you. Every time we ever hung out, we had a good time. Why not have probably a good time, too? Are you fucking serious? I looked at her as a fucking senior high school. You are lying to me. She's like, here it is. Sam, here's my number. Here's what to pick me up. Here's everything you need to know. By the way, what you doing Saturday? Nothing. Hey, why don't we go to the movies? Are you high? I looked at her. I asked her that. Are you high? Huh?
Say, what's wrong with you?
I don't know, but I was just like, are you high? So, anyway, back to prom.
About her business.
So, we went to prom. We had a good time. But the second bitch was like, really giving me the, like, like the thumbs up, the go ahead. I couldn't read a sign to save my life.
Terrible.
And my date went to the bathroom. She like, could you come dance with me? I'm like, all right, whatever. I ain't doing shit. That's how I treated her. That's how I treated the second bitch. Like, cause I'm still in shock that the first girl was like, come with me. Then I have a rival. She wasn't as pretty, but she was like right under a rival. You know, good looking girl right under her. Like, trying to steal me. So anyway, I'm dancing with the new girl, right? While my date in the bathroom. And she is doing everything. She's throwing it back. And then she sat me down and gave me, best described as like a makeshift lap dance.
Okay.
Still not picking up on the signs.
Wow.
Still not picking up on the signs. Because I'm still in shock because cute girl asked me out.
Oh, wow.
So, after all of that.
Well, was.
Huh?
Was the other girl, like, ugly or something?
No, she was, like, right below.
Right below. Okay, but, so, okay. Out of one to ten, what would the first girl look like?
First girl would have been 9.
A 9?
Hard 9.
A hard 9?
Like,
what?
Hard 9. She could not fall below a 9.
A 9, though.
9.
Like, she is, like...
almost there.
Nah, man. A 9.
9.
In high school, she's a 9.
And 9. I don't know what she looked like now. I just hold on to this memory.
She's a 9 to you.
Yeah. No, not to me. Other people, that's where the whole thing came from. Like, how did you do this?
She wasn't no, she's a 9, though.
9.
Okay, and what's the other one?
The other one? About like a up and coming 7, almost 8. 8.
Wait, how you gonna be an up and coming 7, almost 8?
What I mean, like, if you added more stuff to you, you'll become a 7, but if, I mean, excuse me, you'll become an 8, but if you just woke up that morning, you're a 7.
But how? If
you just woke up and
up and coming 6, going to 7, so she.
No, what I'm saying,
she's
a 7. She's a 7.
5.
She's a 7, straight up. If she just got out of the bed and hit the street, she's a 7. But if she,
so she bad
put on
too.
Makeup or she, yeah. If she put on makeup, do all that other good stuff, she'll go to 8.
Makeup shit whack.
I'm just giving a visual though.
All right.
So I'm not catching any of these signs. Mm-hmm. Not one. It got so bad. Me and my date was dancing. The original girl was dancing and having a good time. She walked past me, and on some James Bond, like, secret stuff, she gave me a hug, but she slipped, like, her number, called me in my, like, jacket pocket.
Right.
I'm like, okay, thank you. I'm so oblivious to this.
Obviously.
I'm like, all right, prom is over, we hung out, do what everybody in Detroit do after prom, bail out.
Of course.
Drove around the city a little bit. Nothing happened with me and the first girl. Which is like, you know, took her home. Did the perfect gentleman, like, Stilo. I did the perfect gentleman type move, right? Took her to the door. I mean, like, it was a movie. It was 16 Candles.
Wow.
Took her to the door. Gave her a nice little kiss. And that was the end of that one, right?
Right.
So I hopped back in the car, and I had that like, well, I don't really feel like going home. I doubt it's like, I wouldn't say it's like 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. 2 o'clock in the morning. And one of the things I did, I'm like, I wanted to see if the second girl's still up. Honest to God, I just wanted to say, hey, how was your prom? That's how oblivious I was.
You
to
don't call, all, check. I was at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, but I didn't know what time it was. I'm 112% serious.
You whack.
Yes, I deserve all of that.
You whack as hell.
So I called.
You lucky my mama's standing right here.
Yeah, you should. You every insult that you could give me, you should say that right now. I get the ball. Yeah, I'm back. So anyway, I called. I'm dead serious. Call her at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You just said you didn't know the time, so now you know the time?
Yes. Here's how I know the time.
Okay.
I was told by her.
What's she saying?
I call at the little James Bond movie. I'm like, hey, how you doing?
House phone or cell phone?
No, this is like the early cell phones.
Yeah.
Like the early Sprint, like
Next
flip boys.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hi.
With
minutes. That's what it was. It was, how do you come back with that? All I said was hi, and it was all about minutes.
Hi.
So you had to say whatever you had to say and just get out of there. Those cell phones.
Move.
You know, the minute boys.
Minute boys, yeah.
So she was like, well, I was like, how was your prom? She was like, it was good. Everything was good. I was like, yeah, mine was too. All right. Thanks. So oblivious. And I said this, and it hurt me inside just say it a little bit out loud. I'm like, all right, thanks for giving me your number. I didn't have it, so thanks. I'll talk to you later. Dead serious.
This is like, this actually happened.
This happened. Here's what she says.
I don't want to believe this now.
She says, hey, if you still up, we got a hotel room. Show up. I said, well, all right, how you doing, eh? Where is it? It's the hotel room on Jefferson by Shea Park. I think it's Howard Johnson's now.
Yeah.
But it was something else back then.
Yeah, but,
over there by the IHOP, yeah. So, there's no one resorts there. No one hangs out for a week there.
Right.
That hotel is for one reason and one reason alone.
Smash.
I don't know this.
I see.
So I get the address. I go to the hotel. I'm like, all right. You said we. Where's everyone at? I said this out loud.
You said this.
I'm like, yeah, where's everybody at? She said, oh, it's just me right now. She's just kind of like, she's such a trooper to put up with this much.
Yeah, she's trying, man.
To put up with this much just stupidity. She's a trooper. And she handed me one of those Seagram's Golden Wine coolers. it wasn't Seagram. It was Bones and James. It was the straight up bottle. So it was the girliest flavor ever. It was like a strawberry version of it.
You drunk that shit though.
Yeah. She handed it to me. I was like, yeah.
And enjoyed it.
And we're sharing stories about prom. I'm like, yes. It was good. Yeah, I did go with her. And I'm just sitting there smiling, totally oblivious to the situation at hand. Wow. It's past 2. By now, it's almost 3 because I had to drive over there. I have a wine cooler, the only available liquor, I would imagine. And I'm sitting across from a not-so-bad-looking female who's, at this point, she's like, well, I just want to get comfortable. I took off a dress. So she had on, like, I don't want to say gym, she had on like gym shorts, but not like hoop shorts. Just like the girly hoop shorts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And like a t-shirt, but it was a t-shirt that she, like one of the shoulders is out. And she just kind of like over one shoulder type vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the real name of that, but that's, I hope somebody can help me out with that. So I'm just sitting, I'm legitimately talking about prom.
The whole time.
Whole time. She's getting closer. She's doing the leg. She's like, hey, sit on the bed. I'm like, okay. Sat on the bed. Still talking about prom. Still.
What's wrong with this man?
I don't know. And then she just took the bull by the horns and just like, all right. Nope, 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 nope.
Nope, nope, nope.
And then I'm like, oh. Then it all hit me. It was like, oh.
Well, if that's how I jumped off, well, you did right.
Then I came back. That comeback home was amazing. I like to come back home. When I came back home, it was my mom, my dad was sitting in the living room. My mom was up doing something. She was running
at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, because they are talking about me in prom. My dad is chilling. He's watching Purple Rain.
Wow.
And they said the same thing, but just... They said the same thing, but based on where it was coming from, it was the same exact thing, but it was the inflection. My mom looked at me, she was like, so you had a good time? Because she kind of knew what went down.
Right.
Or had suspicion or something. My dad on the other side, so I heard you had a good time. My dad was a trooper with that, man.
Yeah.
My dad was a trooper. He was like, so I heard you had a good time. And I was like, yeah, I did, man. I did.